Here's something that will catch your attention. Four potential alternatives to current Royal Exchange redevelopment proposal to be unveiled at Save Cathedral Quarter fundraiser. I didn't really know that the Cathedral Quarter was actually at risk. Let me speak to Dr. Agostino Matre, who is a lecturer in architecture at the School of Natural and Built Environment at Queen's University. Dr. Matre, good morning.
Good morning.
So how at risk, first of all, is the Cathedral Quarter? How much of it are you concerned about?
Well, the area that covers the Royal Exchange proposal by Castlebrook covers about half of the Cathedral Quarter, of what is considered the Cathedral Quarter, and it's also a conservation area, which is one of our serious concerns.
And is this Castlebrook idea not a good idea? Are we not crying out for something vibrant to be there instead of the dereliction that's to the fore at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's parts of the Cathedral Quarter that need to be redeveloped, and our campaign has been advocating for that. But it's what we have to be really careful is about what type of development and what type of uses are going to be included in the development, and how the fabric of the heritage of the buildings and the people of that place are respected in that process. So, yes, absolutely, development is needed, but there's a way that is an alternative to the one that Castlebrook is proposing right now, which could be more sympathetic to these things that I was mentioning.
No, we're talking about North Street, Lower Donegal Street, that general area. Dereliction is the word at the moment, and we would like to think if we're doing it, we would be doing it properly. I think everyone will agree there. What
exactly
are you suggesting that is wrong about the current proposal that's right about your proposal? Talk us through the negatives and the positives.
Well, I can put you into context. I can put what the Save CQ campaign is advocating for. We're looking to deliver the vision of Belfast City Centre that is now in the local development plan and the Belfast agenda. And the idea is to reduce the amount of retail and size of units so that local businesses that have been displaced can come back. We're looking to develop the unique heritage and the character of the Cathedral Quarter by encouraging a mix of activities and uses that there's very few of them left, but many of them that were there could come back. And a very important thing is we're looking to provide also affordable housing mixed with other types of housing, so mixed tenure, so that the city centre population can grow to the levels that the City Council expects it to grow. And we also want to ensure that all the public spaces in the area are retained and kept in public ownership. And also reprioritize walking and cycling, which in the Castlebrook proposal, there is the intention to pedestrianize. But if that pedestrianization only happens for retail that will be open at certain times of the day, and then the rest of the time the area will be practically dead, then that pedestrianization doesn't really work.
In the proposal,
and most of all,
okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. But most of all, we want to allow the people of the Cathedral Quarter to be involved in the decisions and to have a strong presence in the decision-making process of that of the proposals.
There's no one from Castlebrook available to speak to us this morning who you're objecting about, but does their project allow for any social housing, any revisiting of people living in that area?
No, there's absolutely no provision for social housing in the Castlebrook proposal in its current form.
And how important is it to have people almost living above the shops? How important is that for the vibrance of a city?
Well, that is the key to the best cities in the world. If you look at all the cities that people tend to visit in the European continent, for example, you can think of places like Barcelona, but also smaller cities like Brussels or places in Northern and Southern Europe where there's a certain vibrancy to the way that the streets are, to how the streets are used.
You've been kept busy there. You've been kept busy. If you've someone to say to, feel free. It's all right. That's all right. This happens. She is okay. Is she fine?
She's fine. No. I think she just wanted a change of the cartoons.
I love it.
Give me one second.
Take your time. Change those cartoons. My goodness me. Your daughter's more important than architecture or me on the radio having a yarn about architecture. But I'm particularly interested in this because I was watching a documentary the other night from years ago. Well, from years ago, from the late 80s, about the work that was done along the waterfront and the people who had developed generally the whole waterfront hall and that area. And it was stretching across towards the cathedral quarter. And I think we owe a debt of gratitude to the people who had the foresight. But I'm not sure maybe if Augustina agrees with me or not. Did you get those cartoons changed yet?
Yeah, I think she's fine now.
I was watching a documentary, I was saying, while you were away, and yeah. It was about the development of the waterfront and the whole waterfront area of Belfast, and it began to touch on the cathedral quarter. And, you know, I felt we owed a debt of gratitude to the people who had the foresight to provide what I'm now working in here at City Keys 2 and all of that right back to the lower Ormo. Do you agree that we've done well so far, or are we learning from mistakes?
Well, I think there needs to be development of many different kinds, and we accept that different people will be expecting different types of development in the city. But one of the things, like, let me talk about to you about the interventions that my students have been working on, the four alternatives to the Castlebrook proposal. So the Castlebrook proposal is mainly based on retail and housing. And what we're proposing are a series of projects that provide for the actual needs of the area of the Cathedral Quarter, like a cinema that includes an archive of cinema of Northern Ireland, a series of housing that includes mixed tenure of different sizes of units where there could be homes for life, an arts center that would accommodate the artists that come out of the Ulster University, and a market and housing scheme that can be can provide the housing that the council is expecting to have in the future in Belfast.
But economically, would it work?
That's the thing that we're trying to do. With the fundraiser of yesterday, we're trying to get funds together so that we can get the project financially tested.
I'm going to let you go back to that wee lady because she is keeping you busy. There's one thing just before you go that I do want to ask you. If people did want to express an opinion on the future of the Cathedral Quarter, North Street, Lower Donegal Street, and get involved either to support or to object, how do they do that?
Well, there's all the instructions to do that are in our website, saveCQ.wordpress.com, and our Facebook page. So all the information to get in contact with us through that website, that can all be done through there. And thank you very much for letting us have the space to discuss this.
Not at all. Thank you very much, Augustina. Thanks for your time this morning. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
A busy mom and a busy architecture professor as well, Dr. Augustina Marte, the lecturer in architecture at the School of Natural and Built Environment at Queen's University in Belfast, but also vice chair of the Save the Cathedral Quarter campaign group, because major decisions are being made, and I know anything's better than we have at the moment. Or is it? That's how I feel. You know, the place is just appalling at this present moment in time. Would anything be better? Well, obviously, the group at Save Cathedral Quarter don't think so. They reckon that the Castlebrook investment project isn't the way to go. We did try to have the developers on the programme for comments and descriptions of what they're doing, but they weren't available.